What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. You know what? It's like such an amazing time to be alive, to see everything upside down. And then when everything gets flipped backside upright, the demon crash don't know how to act. They all get upset. Why would they get upset about reality? Why would they get upset about the truth? Why would they get upset because President Trump escaped from one of their devious traps again? Because you notice, they keep leaving all of these traps out there trying to catch President Trump. And President Trump sees the trap. He sees the little stick holding up the stone. He sees that they're trying to create a pit hole for President Trump to fall in. But President Trump, he keeps escaping from it. The Democrats are furious. They're furious. And it's a couple things it is. One, President Trump, they're saying this. The Democrats are saying this. He's so lucky. He's still free. He's escaping everything that they've been throwing at him. And the biggest problem that they have in all of that is that you and I continue to support President Trump. That's their biggest problem. Now, see, they would be okay if President Trump was escaping a lot of this stuff that they're throwing at him, all of these traps. They would be okay with it, permitting that you stop supporting President Trump. But they can't figure it out. And what they don't realize is that every time they try to set this trap up for President Trump, guess what happens? More and more people support President Trump as a result of it. They would have done so much better if they never even said President Trump's name. But every time they say his name and every time they throw more crap at President Trump, all it's doing is sparking the interest of people that wouldn't vote for him from the first time, from the get-go. You understand that? So now they can't help themselves. They have Trump on their brain constantly. TDS is a real thing. It really is. If they're going to create a vaccine, maybe they should create a vaccine for TDS. Because TDS, they're suffering from it extremely bad. This Trump derangement syndrome. They don't even know how to come out of it. They know if they just stop talking about Trump. Because you know what? Let me put this to you this way. Even Joe Biden, the Biden regime, was asking the liberal media to stop talking about Trump. Because see, what they don't realize, a lot of these people, is bad news is still good news. Why is that? Because you're still talking about the person you don't like. You're still putting light on the person that you don't like. They're putting light on President Trump. And all of the people that see President Trump going through this unnecessary crap, a lot of people on the left have gone through it as well. And it's clicking for a lot of people. Why do you think they got upset when President Trump made the connection about his mugshot in the black community? You know how many black people got upset with President Trump because he said that? Not that it was because it was true, it's because he acknowledged it. President Trump acknowledged it, which a lot of black people that wasn't even paying attention say, you know what? He's right. I'm just kind of curious, are the same people that's realizing this making the connection that it's the Democrats that did it to President Trump and it's the Democrats that's doing it to them? I'm just wondering if they're making a connection. I think that's part of the reason why the left is kind of upset right now. Now, I have a long list of videos and probably won't be able to get to all of them, but I want to share some of these videos that I have for you. This exposing and showing how the left is reacting to President Trump constantly escaping the traps that they're setting up for him. But listen to this first one here. This is one with Jesse Waters. And I do like Jesse Waters. He's like really the only one. There's a couple of more on there, but he's like the main one on Fox News that I like. But I always mention that. But listen to this. Watch this. This is good.
Bank accounts frozen, property seized. By the end of today, this could be a reality for Donald Trump.
His assets, including some of these prized properties on the screen right there, could be seized if he can't make a nearly $500 million bond payment by the end of the day.
One more for you. Donald Trump could be forced to declare bankruptcy if he's unable to post his more than $450 million bond.
Just like Y2K, the countdown ended with nothing. Trump's buildings weren't seized. He wasn't bankrupted. He actually made $4 billion today. Humiliating Trump, padlocking his properties and stealing his cash before the election, that won't happen. Today was a good day for America. You can't bankrupt a man just for beating Biden in the polls.
I have a lot of cash. You know I do because you looked at my statements. But I would also like to be able to use some of my cash to get elected. They don't want me to use my cash to get elected. They don't want that. They don't want me taking cash out to use it for the campaign.
Are you going to start putting money into your campaign? Yeah. You haven't done that since 2016.
Well, first of all, it's none of your business, I mean, frankly. But I might. I might do that. I have the option.
Every indictment helps Trump, and every court victory helps him even more. We're witnessing a political injustice, and every day that he survives, he looks stronger. And Joe Biden looks weaker, and the system more corrupt.
Yes, every day, President Trump looks stronger, and every day, the system looks more corrupt. That's exactly what it is. And see, the American people, they're on the up and up. The American people see what's happening here. You see what's happening. I see what's happening. If I didn't see what's happening, I wouldn't be on here talking about it. But we all see it happening. The left are so furious right now. I mean, they're piping mad. Every single thing that they've been throwing at President Trump, they've been failing at every single step of the way. The only thing that they've been successful in doing, and they're still not happy, is them doing a coup d'etat in 2020. November of 2020, the Democrats did a coup d'etat. That's when the coup d'etat took place. And they've been successful on removing President Trump during that coup d'etat. That's the only thing that they've been successful at. And they've also, actually, they've been also successful of getting feds to go to J6 and to make it look like President Trump. But that's, I mean, they're failed at that too, though, actually. On J6, they failed at that as well. Listen to AOC, because she's upset because they did not seize President Trump's assets. And she's saying that, oh my goodness, this could be a major problem by them not seizing President Trump's assets, because President Trump will have the funding that he wants, that he needs going into the election.
I actually think that there is risk in not seizing these assets and the open window that exists in him trying to secure these funds through other means. We've seen a lot of interesting transactions happening with Truth Social and other means, and there's a very real risk of political corruption.
Oh, give me a break. Well, what's the risk of political corruption? See, that what they're saying, Will, is they're saying that the higher debt you have, the more of a risk you are. Right? That's what so basic intelligence says.
But you're talking about stupid AOC talking about if the more debt that you have, mm-hmm. the more of a risk that you are. But once you start seizing assets, your debt actually goes up. He has more debt. It's going to cause more problems. But see, that's their whole objective. Their objective is to try to make President Trump hurt so much that he would just step away. If he just stepped away, all of this would go away. I mean, every last bit of it would go away if he just stepped away.
Isn't it funny, too, because Trump's like, they know how much I have, right? They're going after all his money to bankrupt him, to stop him. That's literally what they're trying to do.
Yeah. That's exactly what they're trying
Trump
to do.
Trump is such a good businessman that he's like, and it just shows what dumb business people they are, right? They think that by doing all these lawsuits and making, you know, judgments where he owes $500 million is going to break Trump. And Trump's like, nah, I'm way better at this than you are.
Yeah. And you know what? President Trump, I believe President Trump had the money. He has the money. He just don't want to give it to him.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Let's say you have $6.5 billion. You're on paper. You're worth $6.5 billion. And when they want $500 million, and you have the money, would you still give it to him? I would hold back as much as possible. Listen to this one. This is them upset because President Trump is not having to pay the $455 million now. They're angry. They're saying that President Trump, the rules apply different for him than anybody else.
But I'm being told right now that the that bond, that $500 million bond that had been set and that the former president had to deal with today has now been reduced to $175 million. So that $465 million plus bond that he was looking at or has now been reduced. As of right now, we're getting this breaking news. This appeals court allowing the former president to post a smaller bond of $175 million within 10 days. David, what does that tell you?
Jose, it tells me something that you and I have talked about before, and that is the playbook is different for former President Trump. We were literally talking about this the last time you and I discussed this case. I expect for them to do something for him that's different than what you see for everybody else when they go to court. So,
really? So it's different for President Trump. You know what's different for President Trump? There was no victim.
Yeah.
There was no crime. They fined President Trump $455 million because he did nothing wrong. That's what's happening here. There's no victim. There's nobody saying there was wrongdoing that took place. None of that happened. So, of course, they're upset. They're upset because they're like, we finally got him, but they don't have him. None of it panned out. They're saying that President Trump, the justice system is different for him than anybody else, but yet you can actually negotiate with other countries and do these deals where you have nothing and you don't even sell anything, but you get off scot-free. Listen to this one. They're saying that President Trump has his own justice system. Listen to this.
This is so infuriating. I don't even know what to do. You know, now he's getting his own private system of justice. This is an absolute travesty.
But certainly this is one heck of a break for yet again, Teflon Don.
The playbook is different for former President Trump.
He's pretty much gotten everything he's wanted. For what reason? No one else in the country would have that kind of luck.
How is
I mean,
it
you
lucky?
Can't make it up.
How is it lucky that he gets a case where there's no victim,
no fraud,
and they convict him of fraud?
No, none. All the banks want to still work with him.
These people are ridiculous.
I told you, you can't even make this up. You can't even make it up. They're so angry because President Trump keeps getting away, and it's just like watching the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. Wile E. Coyote being the Democrat Party and President Trump being the Roadrunner. He sees the traps. He goes right through it. And then they get upset because it doesn't work. I have more for you when we come back. It is bizarre. We'll be right back.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end times.